Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
Oh, bless his heart. So the reason why I was out for a day, was it a day? Last week, was I drove to Savannah to be by my kid's side during his very first breakup.
Oh man.
Bless his little heart.
I remember that.
So when it comes to dating, my kid's been a bit of a late bloomer, right? And I want to be really careful here also about what I say because he's sheepish about me sharing his life on the air. So I'm not going to give you a whole bunch of details. But really, just over the course of the last couple of days and watching him go through this breakup and deal with all the emotions, God just brought back so many memories that we all have had from that first breakup, you know, like, he doesn't understand, like, waking up in the morning and your first thought is her or him, you know? And then you can't get your mind off of that. And the physicality of it, the nerves he's feeling all day long about, and then wanting to, like, throw up all day long and not being able to eat or be able to focus on anything. And what's worse is that he's got, like, finals this week also.
Oh. Horrible timing.
So it's like life doesn't care, you know? So I ran down there to try to comfort him through this whole thing. And, you know, he's in his 20s now, and this was a very significant relationship for him. It was across the country relationship, so it was difficult from the start, but that doesn't even matter. Just, and he's a very, very sensitive kid also. So do you guys remember the very first? And I tried to tell him also, like, everything that you're experiencing right now, man, I know this really feels bad because it's the very first time, but any time that you are in love and you are vulnerable and you think that you, I mean, he thought he was going to spend the rest of his life with this girl, right? Mm-hmm. That anytime you go through a breakup like this, man, this is what it feels like. For me, it didn't get any easier the amount of times I broke up.
Yeah, the first one is usually the worst one. That's what they say. And for me, it definitely was because I just felt like life was over. That it, yes. It felt like my whole life is ending. And you kind of don't feel like you have a sense of a purpose anymore because, like you said, every thought is about her. That's the person you go to talk about all of the smallest things throughout your day. And then you got to kind of come to this realization that, like, I can't call this person anymore. This person is not going to be there for me anymore. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you just got to go through it. You know, time is really all that can help. I remember my mom and my friends trying to console me, but it really was just a matter of just getting through it the best way that I could. And I think it gets a little easier as you grow older and realize that every relationship is just not meant to be forever. But that first one, it stings pretty deeply.
Yeah, I think people are starting to wake up to the fact that a breakup can really be related to grief. And there's so many things mm-hmm. that you have to grieve when it comes to a breakup. You have to grieve, A, the person that you lost because they're still alive and you know that they're out there. And that's in some way frustrating in the sense that you feel like there's still some modicum of control left. Like, mm-hmm. I could still call them up. I could still reach out to them, but they're still gone. Like, they're out of your life. You have to grieve the future that you thought you were going to have, all the plans that you were going to make, the security, the comfort of having that person. But then I also feel like you have to grieve the person that you were with them. I feel like that's one of the reasons that we fall in love with people is A, because you love them, but also you love who you become around them. And that's a part of yourself that dies and you have to now rebuild yourself on top of not wanting to be in the situation because you didn't choose this and having to grieve that person.
And his social group is very small. So he's also lost a best friend and somebody that he really spent most of his social time online talking to or on the phone talking to. So he's lost both.
I feel that my first big love was my best friend, and it split up our friend group. And I remember when we broke up, I couldn't get out of bed. I was missing class. I got depressed. I would throw up when I thought about him. All of these things. But the way it, and you're right, there's nothing you can do except go through it and time. I hate time heals all wounds, but it kind of does. Yeah. But here's a hack that I did find was helpful, because what would happen is I would still call him every day. Like, it would still go through the motions. And all that did was he would be doing the things that we had planned together with other people. And it hurt so bad. Mm. And finally, I mean, he called. He's like, we can't keep talking like this. We gotta split. And so I find found finding a new routine and new habits, because it was so routine to pick up the call, phone and call him because it was long distance, substituting something else for that, that I would get in that rhythm. So whenever I found myself picking up the phone, I'd go do some this other thing instead. Like, I think for me back then, it was like go for a run. It just kind of helped establish those new routines and wean me off needing that other person.
Yeah, and there were a lot of positives that kind of came out of it also. I'm really proud of how we all handled it as a family, because Stacy and I were on the phone with them last night. Her significant other, Joe, was involved in it. Amanda was giving advice also. So there's a lot of positives also that I was trying to teach him last night, that I know you're hurting right now. And then we went through the whole back and forth friendship thing. Can we be friends? And I'm like, man, I tell you what, the only regret that I really have when it came to breaking up with women was that I held on way too long when I knew it was over. Just thinking that it would get better and fighting. He's got his mom and dad's fighting spirit. Like, he don't like to fail, right? So he's pushing the can down the road. And I was telling him, like, this is a really good lesson here. Like, once you know, you kind of know. Yeah. You know? So that was the first thing. And the second thing is, like, clean breaks, man, is really what you got to do. Because especially with this first one, and this is really hard because we are talking about his best friend also, and they're going to want to go online and they're going to want to talk about games and anime or whatever that's connecting them or whatever. And I'm like, it doesn't work, man, because your feelings are going to get mixed up and nothing is really changing in the relationship. It was the distance between the two of them that was really at the heart of this whole thing. And that's not going to change. You just got to start, like, the self-esteem foundation, the blocks of your self-esteem are built from this point forward. So it's not really, he was great in the relationship. I'm so proud of who he was. Very vulnerable, very loving, very giving, very sensitive. And now with the breakup, I said to him, you gave everything, man. You did nothing wrong. It's a space thing. It is a time thing. Mm-hmm. And the way you deal with the breakup now moving forward is really going to be one of the building blocks of self-esteem for you moving forward. So don't take this as an L, man. This can be a W from this point forward. And he really seemed to understand that.
Yeah, I mean, breakups are tough. And no one has sat through more breakup stories than me having a breakup podcast. And even though it's tough when you're sitting in that pain, there is light. It will get better. No one has ever been broken from a breakup forever, I don't think. So you just got to...
Maybe one or two.
Maybe one or two people, but they're the outlier. They're the outlier.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.